Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Well, Mark Lawrence is still off. Today's his final day of vacation, so with me is Steve Kushaloff. He's our liberal du jour.
Liberal? I don't even know what du jour means.
Have you ever had the soup du jour?
Well, see, I thought du jour was a kind of soup, but...
It is. Soup of the day.
Soup of the day. I know that. You know, I got to play the clown
I know.
Here.
Well, hey, you're doing a wonderful job at the start of the show.
Right. And
Keep it up.
I read some comments here. We're not going to read them, you said, but I read some comments here, and boy, some people, they don't like me on this show. Well, that's the way it goes.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
So maybe
that makes me a minority of one, but I always enjoy having you here.
Hey, you know what, Joe? I shouldn't... You know they pay me for this.
I know. They pay me for it, too.
There you go.
And they pay Tony for it, too, who's our producer this morning. Tony, good morning, sir. Good to have you back with us again today. And On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia cars, and they are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. Their master towing service with decades of experience. You can find them on the web, as I said, at www.sunburymotors.com. Somebody said you don't need the www anymore. Is that assumed now?
Yeah, if I have to type in a website address, 99% of the time I do not type in www.
Well, I'm an old dog. It's hard to teach me a new trick, so I put the www there. Anyway, www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials. You can build a Ford car or truck to your own specifications. Click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver package. And while you're at it, be sure to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. That's the Sunbury Motor Company, Route 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and on North 4th Street in Sunbury, Pennsylvania. So we are back today with another day of open phones. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We were talking yesterday, Steve, and we didn't get into it a great deal, but President Biden, you know, keeps saying things that have to get walked back. Now, the other day, he agreed with a Republican governor, that there was no federal solution to the coronavirus. And then the next day, his administration starts walking that all back. Can Joe be trusted out there on his own?
It's not a matter of, for instance, when he said about the no federal solution. And, my eyebrows sort of went up, but what he meant was, the federal government can provide all the resources, all the processes, et cetera, but as it works its way down to the state and local level, it's up to the states and the local officials to carry it out. You know, the federal government can say, okay, we're going to give you, let's say... 200 test kits, okay, 200 testing devices. Well, it's up to the locality to decide how those test kits are going to be distributed. Now, the easy thing to say, the easy thing for right-wingers to say is, yeah, but when Donald Trump said the same thing, people jumped all over him. Well,
we don't talk like that, but second of all, you're correct. People did jump all over him when he said something like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will say maybe I would say you do talk like that. But anyway, you know, a lot of it is the way a message is delivered, because it's all through 2019, or I guess most of 2020, you know, Trump was fighting with state officials and local officials, and his son would go on and say no, or his son-in-law would say no, these are our supplies. We're not; these are not for the states. And you had state governors. I mean, this was I'll never forget this. You had a Republican governor in Maryland who had made arrangements to have, I guess it was, respirators or material. Larry Hogan, that
right.
was the governor, and he had to basically hide it from federal officials because he knew they would come and they'd confiscate it and take it and add it to their own stockpile. So when Biden, and I heard this statement Biden made, and that he says we are here because in the same phrase, Joe, in the same statement, he said we are here to help. We are here to help the state and the local officials, but ultimately it's up to them to make it happen at the local level, and that's true.
All right, but let's take a look at what was like back then, what it was like back then. I mean, the left was saying that the body count was on Trump. These are his bodies, his dead. He's responsible for not having enough tests. I can remember when they were just yelling enough tests. And then here it is, Joe Biden turns down a proposal to increase dramatically the amount of testing taking place in the country. And yet I don't hear the left, the same people who are screaming about the blood's on Donald Trump's hand, saying the blood's on Joe Biden's hands.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Let's face it. As we've made the point, there have been more deaths
during Biden,
under Biden, than under Trump.
You think the blood's on Biden's hands?
You know, I think Joe Biden would be the first to tell you, hey, these occurred on my watch, as they say. They're going to be applied to his presidency. Now, we could talk about why there have been more deaths, et cetera. But as far as the testing, Biden says they have quadrupled. They've quadrupled the number of pharmacies giving tests. There are more than 20,000 places where you can get tests.
And do you remember Jen Psaki last week or a week and a half ago when she was being pushed on the testing issue, saying, what do you want us to do, send a test to every household in America? Now, that's exactly what Biden's proposing
to
do.
Well, that's what they're going to try to do. Now, you know, why has testing be... Sometimes you got to look below the surface. And I will tell you, Joe, that's one thing that right-wingers absolutely never do. They never look below the surface. They never look at any kind of the gray area. Why do you think testing has been so tough to get in the last 6 weeks or so? There's several reasons for it. Number one, you got people traveling for the holidays. So before they go visit their grandchildren or their children, they want to be tested. Number two, you got a lot of people not just traveling to go visit family, but going on vacation. And so those people want to be, I just told you, I'm planning to go on a vacation in about 3 weeks. I've got to be tested for that. And then the other reason that testing has become such a problem is because all of a sudden Omicron reared its ugly head. So, sure, you know.
But if testing was the solution when
yes.
Trump was president and everybody said, we need more tests, testing is the key. Fauci said, testing is the key.
Sure.
Why would Joe Biden let it slip? Why would he let it slip?
Things change. Because right now, let's say 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, the issue wasn't so much testing. The issue was vaccinations. We got to get more people vaccinated. All of a sudden, we have a new variant, Omicron. And so now we've got to be
which
tested
by all
that.
Accounts is much milder and very similar to the common cold. We've got two calls. Lance, you're on the mark this morning. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I tried to access the station with my cell phone, and you have a whole new bunch of things you must agree to in order to access it. And it seemed to be that you're asking for a whole lot of stuff. Like, for instance, that,
I'm not asking for anything, so I don't know.
Oh, I guess you're still the titular WKOK, no matter how you look at it.
Well, I mean, I turn on my radio when I want to hear WKOK, you know, and I have my Alexa device. All I have to do is say, give me WKOK, and it does it. So what hoops are you jumping through? What are you required to do?
Well, for one thing there, you can gain access to everything that's in my cell phone and everything that I do on it, the way it sounded.
What happens if you say no? Does it just bomb out? A lot of times those things are options. You don't have to agree to them.
Well, it says if you don't agree to it, that you can't access it.
Well, then I guess you got a choice to make. I'm not familiar with this, and unfortunately, the guy who is on vacation this week, so I don't know that I can get you an answer, but we'll certainly try when he gets back to see if we can find out what the situation is.
Yeah, because I really like to listen when I'm out of the area, and I had for a long time. Well, I haven't done probably in the last 4 months or so, but this morning I was going to, and I can't agree to that stuff. But maybe it isn't as bad as I think.
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried to access it on my smartphone, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to look on my iPad here, and I'm not quite seeing what Lance is finding. Although, I will tell you one thing. Anytime. Last night, my wife and I were trying to access public television through Fire or one of these...
Tablets.
Well, it was on the TV, but, you know, we've got this Fire... Amazon Fire Stick. That's what it was. Oh, my heavens. It was making me crazy. It was like, okay, now we want to know not only your password, but basically your mother's maiden name, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I'm exaggerating. But let's face it. It is so frustrating when you are trying to go online and get anything.
Well, maybe. I know that with some of the apps, you have to tell them, if you have a cable subscriber, you have to tell them what cable company, and then they have to verify that you're actually a subscriber. I've done that with a number of services that I wanted to watch.
And then they want to know your account number. Then they want, okay, so you're a cable subscriber. Fine. What's your account number? How do I know my account number?
It's on your bill.
Oh, it's on my bill. You know, when I see my bill, when I sit down at the table to pay it, I mail the check. I don't save the bill. That bill gets pitched.
I save the bill.
I don't doubt it, Joe, because you're a good person. I mean, this is why...
No, I just do my own income taxes. I save all my records till the end of the year. I keep what I need, and then at the end of the year, I throw out what I don't. But I always have a file of what I call household expenses, and I stick the cable bill in there. And when I need it, I switch my electric power. I need my account number from PPL. I pull that out. You know, just being prepared, Steve.
Oh, come on. I sit there. I'm not kidding you.
I'm sorry. Lance, what else, buddy?
Well, that was really it. So when, fella gets back, maybe this isn't as bad as what I'm making it.
Well, we'll find out for you, Lance, I promise. Thanks so much for your call. 1-800-795-9565. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our other call. Mike, hang on. You will be next on The Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Steve Kushiloff, and Mike has been patiently waiting from Bloomsburg. Good morning, Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. You have to introduce me to your guest there. I didn't catch his name.
Steve Kushiloff.
Steve. Okay. Hey, Steve. Earlier in the show, I just happened to be listening, and you referred to a caller and said, it doesn't matter what people say. What did you mean by that?
You have to... When did I say that? What did I say it in reference to?
Yeah, the context. I'm not certain I remember what the context would have been.
The gentleman was talking about things that were being, you know, bandied about the COVID infections and the vaccines and this and that. And you say, well, it doesn't matter what people say. Well, I'm here to tell you it does matter what people say. Okay. We were yesterday, I believe you were talking about the jets that landed a little bit up at Avoca Airport. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a complete story. You're right. So one of our callers called in and was citing a story from some television network that the network said that they were the only ones who had the story. It turned out everybody had the story, so...
Exactly. But initially, the jets landed, and people tried to find out what was going on, and the government wasn't answering any questions. And they took a couple of days, but it finally came out, and I don't think we got the real story. We got the narrative. The narrative is that these were children that are being reunited with parents or sponsors, okay? But I just listened to a gentleman speak on another radio station. He was a host, and he is further to the left than anybody that I think you've ever had on your radio station. And he said, I got to see the videos from a citizen journalist, and it looked like there were a lot more adults than children. Okay? So the point is this. It really does matter what people say, because the truth is, our government is not being forthright, and that's the best thing I can say, but they're probably being dishonest, and they hide information from us. So when they have a track record of not responding to concerns and not telling the truth, then people have to question everything that they say and do, because they're afraid that they're not being told the truth. And that has really hurt this, you know, trying to fight the virus or trying to live with it or whatever you want to call it, because people have just gotten to the point where they're turning them off. They're so sick and tired of the changing stories, the changing narratives, and we have a president that says, well, I'm told I can't talk about this, or I can't say this, or I can't answer that. Well, you know what? If he's not the president, then maybe what he needs to do is, when he has these conferences, he has to have all the people on Zoom that are pulling the levers and doing his business. And then when the question comes up that he can't answer, he could just have the person that's really in charge answer it. Because it probably all goes back to Obama and the people that he told Biden that he had to appoint to these offices. Because I don't really think, listening to Joe Biden talk, the way he handles himself, that he can be in control of this government.
I don't think information is being hidden. In fact, I think the problem, and I think it's a problem, the problem is just the opposite. There's too much. It's like there's too much information. We get hit with 5, 10, 15 new pieces of information every day. There's a research lab in every city, in every country, on every continent. Research labs are coming out with information that is accurate, but we are being hit with a flood. A flood of information on the virus, and it's very difficult to pick and choose among them and see.
Plus the fact, I think, that the H network has its own political agenda, whether you like it or not, and they slant the news based on that, and so you get conflicting reports often and confusing reports.
That could be. I get most of my, what I consider accurate information from newspapers that I read online. Let me just give you one real quick example, Mike. About a week ago, I'm looking online, and I see two news articles from the Reuters news agency. Now, I think even Joe McGranahan would agree that the Reuters news agency is pretty fair-minded, you know?
Well, they have their bent, but I do agree. Well, okay. On balance, they are fair.
Right. Okay, so the first article I'm reading says, here's a new study from South Africa on the Omicron variant. Says, it's not as severe. Okay, that's good. And then the next thing I read, also from Reuters, it says, here's a study from a laboratory in the United Kingdom. It says, Omicron is just as severe as Delta. I mean, here's two articles. Here's two studies. I have no reason to suspect the researchers that they probably believed exactly what they found, but to me it seemed like these two things utterly contradict each other.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that, but I mean, the whole thing has been that way. You have Dr. Fauci saying now, don't take your masks off. You have the CDC saying you don't have to quarantine if you've been exposed for 10 days. It's right. Now 5 days is okay.
That's right.
So, I mean, on one hand, you're saying get vaccinated, and then if you're boosted, you don't need to quarantine at
and
all.
The problem, and continuing with the problem, I think all of that information is accurate up to the minute. But then in the very next minute, something else happens. And in the very next week, we get a new variant. You know, the bottom line, and this will tick off a lot of right-wingers, the bottom line is get your vaccine. Get vaccinated. Get your booster. That way, that is your best chance. You don't even have to, then you don't have to pay quite the attention to all this utter flood of information that's coming out.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you about the vaccine, but I'm going to talk about the disconnect between what you're saying and about the left wing of the people that you support. Because these people are coming across our border, they're not vaccinated, they're not getting vaccinated once they're here primarily, and they're being spread among our population. So if we have a president and people like you that are banging on people's heads to get vaccinated, then why aren't the people that are coming into this country by just walking and not complying with all the other rules, why are they not vaccinated? Does Biden really care? Does he really care? I don't think so. Otherwise, he wouldn't be letting a person into this country that wasn't vaccinated. If they want to come, get vaccinated.
Well, I think that's reasonable because I think other countries are saying something similar. You have to have a negative test before you fly into almost every country. We've put travel bans here in the United States on certain countries, but yet you're right. The porous southern border, we don't know who's coming across there. We don't know how sick they are, how healthy they are. And the administration, in all honesty, doesn't seem to be intent on doing anything to curb that problem while they're curbing the other ones. I mean, because I think it's politics. I mean, my problem is that we're mixing politics with health. And everybody who has a health issue also has a political issue. And everybody with a political issue has a health issue. And we're kind of intermingling them. And everybody is talking about what suits their narrative, not necessarily what's really accurate.
Well, there's something to that, too. But again, it just goes right back to, look, if you're nervous, get vaccinated.
We'll give you the last word, Mike. We have another caller pending. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think it's safe to say by the behaviors, the actions, and the words of this administration, Biden is killing a lot more people than Trump ever did.
Well, Steve will cheerfully admit that there are more deaths in Biden's door than there are in Trump's. Hey, thanks, Mike. We appreciate your call. Thanks. Take care. Let's see. Bye. Van, you're on the mark this morning.
Yep.
Are you there?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Fire away.
Hey, I think a lot of this is just conditioning. From the start of this, we were told, you know, stay at home, 15 days to slow the curve. That was going to be the solution to get us through this thing. And then it was, well, we got to wait for a vaccine and just get the vaccine. Everything's going to be okay. We've had the vaccine for how long now? And people are still, you know, getting COVID. And now it's like, well, we need more test kits, and that's going to be the solution to get us through this thing. And what I see, all it is conditioning people. And, you know, Steve, your line, the bottom line is, you know, for your best chance, just get the vaccine. And that's the mantra from the people that put their faith and trust in the vaccine that isn't effective. And my
Not
best
effective.
Chance is
you're saying that the vaccine is not effective. Is that what you're saying? Doesn't work.
I know too many people that have gotten COVID
after they've gotten
the vaccine.
Yes, I know a few myself. That's right.
And
you're correct.
I know people also that have ended up in the hospital with worse symptoms than I had when I had the COVID. Now, here's a question for you, Steve. We know the science teaches that if you get COVID, then you have immunity.
No.
Well, see, Steve, let's go back when
you don't
before
have
they
immunity.
Changed before
no,
they changed the
not,
narrative
you
back
do
when,
not. When you are wrong. You are wrong. You don't Steve. Have immunity. Now let me finish.
Yes.
Be quiet and let me finish. You don't have immunity. What you have is a level of antibodies. Those antibodies are a good thing, and they can help provide some level of protection. No, you are not immune. That is misinformation, and people hear that stuff and they believe it. And so they stop taking care of themselves.
Okay.
Well, let's say you're
Steve,
less now, likely to get it.
Okay,
Steve,
maybe you're less likely.
Here's the thing. Steve, here's your misinformation. Get the vaccine and you won't get sick. That's what they told us early on with this, and now people are getting sick.
Sure.
And that's the misinformation. And, Steve, I've been around people that have had COVID since I have immunity to it, and I have not gotten it.
That's good.
Isn't that amazing?
Well,
no, it's not
but
amazing.
I think what bothers me, and I tend to agree with part of what you're saying, Van, is they announced this morning, I heard on the news, that there are 400,000 new cases yesterday, probably 400,000 new cases today. All these millions of people, none of them are vaccinated? No, some of them are vaccinated.
Yeah.
And this
exactly.
Omicron variant
exactly.
is apparently very contagious, but not very serious. So we're all hearing this conflicting information, and it's driving everybody a little nuts. Man, I'm sorry. You call back, you'll get another minute at the after the news. We'll take a break for the news right now on WKOK, and then we invite your calls at 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We'll be back after the news.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And Mark is still on vacation today. He will be back tomorrow. That's his threat. Maybe it's even a promise, but Mark has been taking a few days off. With me today is Steve Kushaloff. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and a master towing service with decades of experience. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires, and you can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com, where you can check out their online specials or build a Ford car or truck to your specifications. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll take a quick look at the news headlines, and then we promised Van he could continue his thoughts for another minute or so after the news. Union County taxes are going down for 2022. That's not a typo. At their December 28th board meeting, the Union County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget that lowers the county's real estate property taxes and includes pay raises. The 2022 budget totals $23.5 million. Finance Director Jeffrey McClintock called it a modest tax decrease. He said the county's real estate millage included a half mil for debt service, but the Great Stream Commons site was sold, so that debt service tax is no longer needed. Always great to see a tax go away. So seldom that happens. District Attorney Mike Piazza announced that Matthew Kravitz has been appointed the first assistant district attorney for Snyder County. Kravitz assumes the position being vacated by the resignation of Brian Kerstetter of Lewisburg. Piazza said, "I have full confidence in Matt's ability to serve in this role, given his expertise, knowledge, and integrity. Brian has been an asset to Snyder County for many years, and we wish him well." Kravitz has served as an assistant district attorney in Snyder County since July 2012 and has handled prosecutions at all levels. Prior to joining the DA's DA's office, Kravitz served as an assistant public defender in Snyder County. And finally, Sunbury police are looking for a 17-year-old city resident whom they say held up another man at gunpoint. The Daily Item reports that Elijah Simpson is accused of pointing a gun at a man along North 4th Street Monday and stealing $40 in cash and a cell phone. The victim told police Simpson was wearing a ski mask and a blue puffy jacket at the time of the robbery. An arrest warrant has been issued for Simpson after the suspect was identified by the victim. And that's our look at the news right now. And Van, we promised you another minute. You've got it. Go ahead.
The truth of this whole situation is COVID is not going away. And the misinformation that's out there is like our president whispered, get vaccinated. That is such a bunch of garbage. Getting vaccinated is not working. That's a fact. And yet, people like Steve and others, they ad nauseum just continue on, get vaccinated, that's your best chance, that's your best chance. That's not the answer. COVID's not going away, but there's a push to mandate the vaccine that does not work. Does not work, Steve. You want to admit that or not? It does not work.
Well, let me chime in on this because Van, you know, I probably find myself more in agreement with you than disagreement on a lot of issues. But on this one, I disagree with you. I think the vaccine does work. I got it, and I've been exposed to two people in close proximity to them since I've been vaccinated and boosted. And one of them got really sick, and I was within a foot of him for about 2 hours.
Okay, Joe, I hate to cut you off, and I only have a minute here, but here's the deal. I'll give you that. Say okay, it works. But what about herd immunity? They totally ignore that. They want to push to mandate these vaccines. I don't think they work, but that's beside the point because people still get COVID. You haven't got it. I think you're just lucky. That's what I think because I know too many people that got the shot that have gotten sick. But here's the issue. The 7th of January is going to come down. The Supreme Court's going to hear this. Do they mandate vaccines or not? Now, my question is, flip a coin with that one. Now, just say they do mandate the vaccine. I'd like to ask Steve a question. What should be the penalty if someone does not get vaccinated, if they refuse to get vaccinated? What's your penalty, Steve?
Wow. Okay. That's a good question. That's a good question. But when you just spring it on me like this, it's hard to say. Now, we know what has happened at, for instance, at Geisinger. You had a choice. You could, they mandated that you get vaccinated, and if you didn't want to get vaccinated, okay, they didn't want you working there. Now, you know, I think that's that is not an illegitimate penalty. I mean, because everything that, with these vaccine mandates, it was mainly to give the private companies the opportunity to tell their people, if you want to work for me, you are going to get a vaccine. If you don't want to get a vaccine, then you're not going to work for me.
Well, Steve, let me just correct you here real quick. It wasn't the private company's choice. It was mandated from the federal government through OSHA and also through, there was another program that came through for the healthcare workers, but it came from top down. It wasn't something that individual employers decided to do.
My understanding is that by going through OSHA and saying, okay, these are the workplace rules, that again, it meant, okay, in this workplace, you know, we are bound by OSHA regulations which state you must be vaccinated. So if you don't want to be vaccinated, you can't work here. I mean, so that's the penalty. What are you talking about? Are you saying we're gonna put people in jail? Is that what you're going to try to tell people?
Well, if you get a mandate and you don't follow through with it.
I didn't say that. I just simply asked you what I personally believe is there should be a choice if people want to be vaccinated or not, because getting vaccinated still does not protect you from getting COVID. Isn't that the whole reason behind everything is so people don't get COVID?
Let's say the vaccine, let's say you're right, that the vaccine doesn't completely eliminate the risk of getting COVID. But if it does make you less sick when you get it, it does make you less likely to go to the hospital, it does make you less likely to die, call it what you want. Isn't that a valuable thing?
Well, let's say I'll
you're not answering
that,
my question.
I'll give you that, but here, give me this. I had COVID. Now, Steve denies it, but I know there's people that have been tested that had COVID over a year ago that they show very high amounts of antibodies against the virus, higher than anyone that has a vaccine. Once they go after 6 months, their protection wanes very quickly. It's like going off a cliff.
Okay,
so
but that's
why,
today.
Why don't the people that have gotten COVID, why don't they get a break and say, you know what, you people had it, you have immunity to some extent. You know, Steve wants to argue, I think you have immunity, period.
No.
But to some extent, well, you don't need to get the shot. Now, if it was so deadly, that would be different. I survived it. And I know there's a lot of people that do have underlying health conditions.
We do have to move on, but let me ask you this question, Van. How sick were you when you got it?
Oh, I had the worst part of it. I had it for a good 2 weeks. For 4 days, I had a fever and chills consistent throughout 4 days, and it was pretty rough. But I had one day where I had real difficulty breathing. But I got past that. I had what's called COVID fog. I still am not able to think clearly, so I kind of feel like a Democrat. But it did affect my thinking.
Hilarious.
But I still didn't become a Democrat. It hasn't affected me that.
Well, let me ask you this. Knowing how sick you were, if you could have gotten the vaccine before you got sick and it would have lessened those symptoms by maybe 50 or 60%, would you have considered it then?
Well, the vaccine wasn't available then, but no, I wouldn't have because one time in my life I took a flu shot and I got the flu. So I don't trust vaccines. I also had a niece that passed away when she was 5 months old after she got her vaccine shot.
Right.
And
you haven't gotten a polio or smallpox, have you?
No.
And you're vaccinated for them. We all are. We all have been vaccinated for those.
But here's the thing. When I was a child, I didn't have a decision. I wasn't my choice. But here's the thing, too, Joe. Now that you brought that up, the children that they're pushing this now on, and there's talk, Fauci's talking about having infants, you know, shot with this vaccine. My question is, these children, their T cells are so strong, their immune systems are so strong, why do we want to inject more stuff into these children but they're not having a problem surviving?
Okay, fair enough. Listen, we got to move on, Van. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for your call. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We've got a couple of dozen emails that have poured in that I haven't been able to get to, but as we always tell you, phone calls come first. Doug says, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. That's all we hear from the left and Steve. I'm pretty sure from the beginning of this, when the vaccine came out, we were being told, if you get the jab, you won't get COVID. Couldn't spread it. Then it was, you can get it, but it's rare, a breakthrough case. But if you look at what's happening now, the majority of people getting it are in fact vaccinated. So tell me again how, if everyone got the shot, because it's not really a vaccine, how would COVID be over? One day you're told one thing, the next day it's completely different. But we are supposed to just shut up, wear a worthless mask, and get the jab. And by the way, Steve, some doctors, such as Dr. Peter McCullough, do say that if you get COVID, you do in fact have natural immunity. Whether or not that's the case, it's only common sense that having natural antibodies is much better than the so-called vaccine.
Okay, and what I said was, yes, it does leave a level of antibodies, and what I'm reading right this minute says, and those antibodies wane with time. The other thing is, when you talk about, boy, if you get the shot, you're still going to get sick. Nearly everything I've heard on the news, they talk about these huge numbers of people that are back in the hospital, and yet they consistently say 90% of them were not vaccinated. So you might have 100 people in a hospital ward with COVID. Of those 100 people, 90 were not vaccinated. 10 were vaccinated. They're still in the hospital, and their symptoms are less than the 90 who were not vaccinated.
All right, but the thing that gets me is what we're not hearing. We're hearing there are 400,000 new cases a day, but of what?
Are they the original coronavirus? Are they the Delta variant? Are they the Omicron variant? What percentage of which is which?
Right.
How many people are getting sick based on this? So they're scaring us with the number. This is what gets me. They're saying 400,000 new cases a day. It makes it sound like there's nothing we can do about it. Yet there are therapeutics, and they're not talking now about therapeutics. They're talking about the vaccine. But what about people who choose not to get the vaccine? Are the therapeutics available to make their sick symptoms less severe?
Well, last
is
week,
that, do we need to take have a vaccine if there's an effective treatment?
Yeah, but the treatment, again, this is what I have heard on the news and read. The treatments are after you get sick. What Pfizer has came out with a some kind of a COVID pill. Merck came out with some kind of a COVID pill. I don't know much about them. But again, those are if you get sick and now you're in the hospital.
But you're not. They're 95. They're claiming 95% effective in keeping you out of the hospital. And the effect is rather dramatic and rather quick.
Well, Joe, I can't completely respond because I don't know, except I will refer back to my statement of about 10, 15 minutes ago. It's almost like there is too much information.
True
There's
enough.
A flood of information.
I can't disagree with you there. And some of it's contradictory, and some of it's got to be wrong. Dick, hang on for Mildred. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back, and you'll be the next caller on the mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGrann, and with me is Steve Kushaloff. Tony's our producer, and Dick's on the line from Milton. Good morning, Dick. You're on the mark.
Well, I'm not going to take real long, but I've listened to Van going on and on about his, because he had COVID, he's protected, I guess, for the rest of his life. And I've researched this for about the last 2 weeks a lot at different sites. And basically, that immunity varies from person to person. It can be as low as 5 months up to 5 years. It varies from person to person. And almost everybody that I've read all these sites still recommend you get at least one shot in addition to your so-called immunity or your antibodies.
So, but there's no test. Is there a disc? Dick, did you read anywhere? Is there a test to determine that you can easily get to determine the level of antibodies you may have and whether or not?
Well, I think you could probably do it. It's probably going to cost you a small fortune to get to find out how much protection you actually have. But my point being is, and I spent the last 2 weeks looking at this on all kinds of sites, because once you Google something, there's all kinds of, it just keeps going on and on. All kinds of different people, contributors have actually come up with ideas. And I'm just telling you from what I've ascertained, unlike Van thinks, that if you have COVID, have had COVID, you have a certain amount, a level of immunity, a protection. I'll call it protection. It could wane off in as short a time as 4 to 5 months. It could last for years for people, but it varies from person to person. But it's kind of like playing Russian roulette, as far as I'm concerned. But almost all of them recommend that you get at least one shot. And the other thing, you know, you say about Biden's, and I'm only going to use this as an example, but there's 12 months that Biden has had, well, not 12 months now, but I guess my point being is, how long has Biden been president? A year?
About a year,
Okay, so basically they started, the first person died, I think, in March last year, so it wasn't even a full year until Trump was out of office. So you're comparing 12 months to basically eight, maybe nine months, people dying.
Well, fair enough. That's true.
Well, I mean, it just wasn't the same amount of time. You know, realistically, if Trump had 12 months of people dying at the level, hey, you might have had more than Biden's had now. I'm going to use that for one example. So that's apples and oranges to me. But I just want people to know. The other thing, I'll do this quickly. When I retired from a real job, I went to work in the courtroom for a judge for 6 years, and we had a bunch of trials where they brought expert witnesses in to testify, expert witnesses, and they actually were questioned by both attorneys. So basically, the only person I heard that an expert witness on your show in the last number is that Dr. Miller, who would actually be able to sit down in the court and testify. There might have been some I missed. But Van, you, Stan, doesn't matter who it is, it's just their opinion. That's all it is, somebody's opinion. They're not expert witnesses. They don't have expert opinions. They don't have the background, educational background, to actually make, as far as I'm concerned. Well, what they read is what they read.
This is an opinion program. That's what we do here. Right. We listen to people's
opinions.
And
I understand that. My point is, in a court of law, none of them would be able to sit down and testify, even though they think they know it all.
Well, still, they're, like you,
their opinions, that's all it is, their opinions.
But that's what you're giving us.
People think all this, they say all this stuff, and they have people believe in them, too, as they believe anybody.
But, Dick, you're giving us your opinions based on your research, the way you've looked into it.
And I'm actually, yeah, that's all I'm doing. I researched it, but I'm not taking your word or Dan's word. I actually went and spent about the last 2 weeks researching this on my own. And by and large, the majority of people that actually think they have a full protection or some kind of immunity, it has waned after 5 months in a lot of them, 7 months after a lot of them. It's like Russian roulette to me. They're just taking a chance that they won't get COVID again.
But on the other hand, the vaccines aren't as effective over a longer period of time. Originally, we were told.
And I'm not saying the vaccines are that effective. I'm just saying, well, because with this new variant, it seems to be circumventing the vaccine itself.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't
but
it?
But you have a level of protection. Listen, I've had both my shots. I've had my booster. Do I feel safe? I feel more safer than if I had COVID and they just take a clamp, I'll never get sick again. Right. I guess that's just me.
I agree with you there completely. I've had the same thing, both shots and the booster, and I certainly feel that there is a level of protection that I've gained from everything I've read and everything I've heard. So, I mean, I agree with you on that. I feel safer, but some people apparently don't.
Well, obviously they don't, and God bless them if that's the way they feel. I have read case articles and thing where somebody, they just deny the fact that they were not fully protected, and other people were going to their funeral the next week.
Well, let's hope that doesn't.
And I've read that happen around the country. Different people. He's fully protected. He'll never get sick. He'll never get COVID. Never get COVID. And then, by and large, a lot of people went to their funeral.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that doesn't happen. Hey, Dick, thanks for your call, as always. Appreciate it. Take care. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Jimmy from New Columbia, you're on the mark.
Hey, I was just calling in to talk about the booster. But first I wanted to say, you're going to die. That's the one thing you're going to do. It might not be today, but you're going to die someday.
From what?
But let's talk about these vaccines.
Anything.
What did they tell us in the beginning? Get the vaccine, and you'll get back to a normal life. You won't have to wear a mask. You'll be good. You won't be able to get COVID. You'll be safe. And this guy says he feels safe. You said you feel safe because you had the booster and the two shots. You got three shots so far.
But
hey, get the next shot. Get the next 150 shots. Because I'm seeing people that are double vaxxed, triple vaxxed, getting COVID, and getting really sick, COVID pneumonia. I'm doing CAT scans on these people. They are going into ICU. They are going on ventilators, and they are vaccinated. If you want to use that word vaccinated, but I guess they changed the definition of vaccinated because vaccination doesn't mean the same thing as it did when I was a kid. And I got vaccinated from smallpox. I never got smallpox. And, you know, I had COVID last year before the vaccine was out. I'm not taking a vaccine, a so-called vaccine. You can feel whatever you want, believe whatever you want, but people are still getting sick and they're still dying. And it's been admitted by the lamestream media that we cannot vaccinate our way out of this pandemic. So get it through your head. There's no magic shot that's going to keep you from getting sick. You're going to die, and you're going to die however you die. Car accident, but if you're COVID, positive for COVID before you died in a car accident, you're a COVID death. You're a COVID death if you had terminal illness. If you had
I don't think that's true, but go ahead. I think
you don't think that's true. That's right. You can think. You
thank
don't
you.
Think.
I can think.
That's right. Stop with I don't think.
Well, I don't believe. Because how about that? I just don't believe. I think when I hear that kind of stuff, because I heard that about a year and a half ago, a couple of friends...
Hey, you heard it a year and a half ago, you were going to be okay if you got the shot.
You know, you right-wingers...
You wouldn't have to worry about getting COVID because you wouldn't be able to get it.
This is what you guys on the right do. This is what you guys on the right do. This is what you guys on the right do.
Listen, I don't...
You guys on the right.
Hold it, boys. One at a time.
Just because you think you're on the radio, you don't know everything.
You can't stand it.
You moron. Go to the hospital.
You can't stand it.
Go to the hospital and see who's got COVID.
Trumpers can't stand it.
Most people got the shot because they had to get the shot.
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
Because they were afraid. Be afraid. Get the shot. Do what we tell you. Give up your freedom.
There you go.
Okay, well,
that's what you need to do.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. Listen, he obviously has very strong opinions.
Well,
and
from what he said,
I believe he must have been involved in the healthcare industry because he said he gave people CAT scans.
But you know,
all right, so
if I could just say one thing. If I can just say one thing. See, this is what I am experiencing from these right-wing people.
Well, you don't know his political views.
No, I don't, but I have a... Okay, this is what I am experiencing. I simply tried to I tried to make a point, but Jimmy didn't want to hear it. And so Jimmy just started to yell, called me a moron, just kept talking and talking.
I hate to tell you, but you were yelling too.
Well, I tried to.
I yelled ding, ding, ding. I don't have the bell. We used to have a sound effect bell over there.
Listen, you know, this is one of the things that has happened in this country. There I'm going way out on a limb. You get these people on
these,
the right.
These people.
These people.
They're bad people. They're in that basket of deplorables, aren't they?
The truth of the matter is, Joe, as you know, you get it from both sides from time to time. Because I know what it was like back in the 60s. And if you argued with somebody on the left, that you were going to get the same thing. You were just going to get... They would just give you uninterrupted venom. And that's what you're starting to get now from the right. Like Jimmy. I tried to make a point. All I get is uninterrupted venom. He doesn't want to hear anything that might challenge his beliefs.
Well, do you?
I'm going to give you two answers. Do I want to hear something that challenges my beliefs?
Yes.
Okay. The first answer is no. Of course I don't, but the second answer is, but especially on the radio, I will shut up, I will clam up, and I will listen.
That's your promise.
I'm not saying a word.
Listen, this is a passionate argument. People feel very strongly about this one way or the other. I can understand where Jimmy's coming from. First of all, I don't think you should be mandated to take a vaccine that is not completely, its efficacy isn't 100%.
Correct.
So, in other words, if you choose to go without it, I don't think you should lose your job. I don't think somebody should force you to take it. You know, I think we can educate you, but when we stop educating you and start insisting that you comply, now we've gone entirely in the wrong direction, in my opinion. And you cannot point to me a city or state where the Democratic governor or mayor has clamped down like crazy, where they are better off than the place like Florida, where Ron DeSantis has been as wide open as he could be.
Okay.
There's nobody better or worse. You know, it affects everybody roughly the same way.
But if we talk, let's talk about industry. Let's talk about the cruise industry, and let's talk about the airline industry. In the past couple of days, we have seen flights canceled by, like, 1,000 flights canceled. And one of those reasons that they're being canceled is because they don't have enough people to work. And so the airline industry says, look, we need people to work. And so if you want to work for me, you have to have a certain level of protection from COVID. And so if you want to work for me, you must take the COVID vaccine.
Okay, Bonnie, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning.
Yes. I'm so sick of Steve calling us right-wingers. We could call him a left loon. You know, the vaccine does not work. I had a cousin who was fully vaccinated, with the booster, and she's dead. So you tell me, Steve, how does that vaccination work?
I have a daughter who was fully vaccinated, and she contracted COVID. And
then why should we all get it?
Bonnie,
because you say so?
Bonnie, see, this is what Jimmy did. He wouldn't let me finish. Let me just tell you
because
about my...
anything you say is wrong.
Oh, I
you
see.
Have a one-sided opinion,
you
and
go.
You think everybody should listen to you.
So
now
there
you can
go.
Listen to me. What? I've listened to you for the last couple times you were on. You're very rude to people.
I am about as rude to them as they are to me. Jimmy,
well, you know what? You're the host. You're supposed to have a little bit more
why?
Courtesy.
I don't know. I'm no
or
different
maybe
than anybody.
You shouldn't be on WKOK.
Bonnie, I'm no different than anybody else. Now,
you are.
You know, here's the thing. People call, they have a finger and they have a telephone, and that gives them the right to call in here and just talk.
No, you're saying everybody
yes,
should be vaccinated. You tell me why everybody needs to be vaccinated if they're still getting COVID. A vaccination stops you from getting COVID.
Because
Bonnie, here's the thing. I agree with you. I don't think anybody should be mandated to take it.
No.
But I think there is definite evidence that it does lessen your likelihood of getting it.
How is that evidence that it works?
It's not evidence that it works.
Other problem.
I agree with you. You could get vaccinated. You could get terribly sick from it.
Exactly.
It's not.
And I think it's really horrible. They want these kids to get it.
It's not one size fits all. But I think each one of us, and I've said this on the program 1,000 times before, we each have to decide what level of comfort and safety we choose for ourselves, and others should expect that or respect that and accept it. If you choose not to get it, fine. And if you do
get it, I'm not getting it.
And well, I did. And I haven't gotten sick.
That's your choice,
right.
Joe. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But these people who are forcing everybody are losing their jobs. All them healthcare workers worked all through COVID when there was no vaccination. Now they get fired because they seem it don't do any good.
Well, I agree. I don't think they should be fired. I mean, they were heroes when they were facing COVID every day before the vaccine came in. Now we're turning them into goats and telling them they're going to get fired because they choose not to take a vaccine that we've determined they should take. I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
And he needs to quit calling us right-wingers because he's a left loon.
Well, that's fine. You can call me a left winger, but Bonnie, you are
no,
a right winger.
Left
there.
I don't mind that term, Bonnie. I consider myself a right winger.
Yeah.
I consider myself a conservative. I don't consider myself a nut.
Yeah, but he says it in a derogatory way to try to insult.
Well, it doesn't matter. I didn't call anybody a moron. That's what he called me. I haven't called anybody a liar. I have disagreed. Excuse me.
I said, if the shoe fits, I think he was right.
Well, I don't get. Maybe. So now you're calling me a moron. Is that what you're telling
yeah,
me?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
saying,
well,
yeah.
Then, you know, so, Bonnie, so why am I supposed to listen to you and respect you and think you're so wonderful when you're going to sit there and call me a moron? Come on.
Well, like I said.
Shoe fits?
I didn't bring
fits.
Moron up. You did.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, thanks, Bonnie. We appreciate your call this morning.
Have a nice day.
Take care. Thanks for calling. We have two calls pending. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back with On the Mark. Tony and Dan, hang on. We will get to you as soon as we hear these important messages. I really hate to hear that. The Steelers' self-destruction. Huh? It breaks my heart. Okay, we have all four lines lit up, and we're going to take them in order, and we're going to... Oh, okay, I guess I wasn't on, was I? Okay. I hate to hear about the Steelers self-destructing, but that's what they're doing. Okay, Dan, go ahead, sir. You got 3 minutes, and we got four calls, so keep going.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Steve, you're right. We are right-wingers. We're exactly right on this so-called vaccine, which Jimmy called you out on. It is not a vaccine. And you keep promoting that lie because your high priest of COVID-19, Fauci, so-called Dr. Fauci, keeps
priest.
Telling you that. You
Why?
Just go right along with the narrative. All you news people basically are all the same. Get the vaccine.
That's
Get
right.
Get the vaccine.
Yes.
And it's not a vaccine.
What do you mean by it's not a vaccine?
It's not. It's a spike in the protein, in the mRNA. It spikes the protein in there. And it lasts a little bit, goes away. That's why all your life, if you want to follow your high priest, Dr. Fauci, you'll be going in there and getting a jab. They'll jab you till you can't be jabbed anymore because you follow right along.
Well, you might be getting you might be getting a booster. You might be getting a booster every year. I get a flu shot every year. Should I stop doing that?
I don't care what you do, but you don't need to be spreading the lie that it's a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
Well,
and
you know,
keep saying that.
I'm not gonna...
All you media people keep lying and
Hold it. Before you say that, have you ever looked up the definition of vaccine in the dictionary, Dan?
Yes.
It says
I did.
A substance used to stimulate the production of antibodies and provide immunity against one or several diseases. Immunity.
Exactly. And this don't provide any immunity.
It does.
You're not immune, Joe, because you got the so-called vaccine. You're not immune. Yeah, you got lucky. You didn't get it. Praise the Lord. Maybe you won't get it. But you know, it's not a vaccine. I took the polio. I often said I took the polio vaccine. It was a true vaccine. They put in me dead virus of polio and live virus at different times. And I was completely immune. All of us that got the polio shot, we were immune from polio.
And that was
a true vaccine, but this isn't a vaccine.
Well, number one, Dan, Joe just read you the definition of a vaccine. So let's
not give you immunity.
You keep
spreading the lie, Steve.
You know, I got a choice. I can either come here and I can sit here and not talk, and I'll still get my... can I tell them how much they give me?
No.
I can't even tell.
They ought to pay us
to
call
yes,
in
they
for
should.
Telling the
we
truth.
We appreciate it. Okay, I can sit here and not talk, and I'm still going to get the very modest amount of money, and that's dandy. Or
right.
I can sit here and engage with you, Dan, but if you don't want to hear what I have to say, then just keep talking.
I hear
talking.
What
you, know,
you say
I think,
all the time, Steve.
I think words matter. Hold it a second, Dan. I'm gonna stop this for the word immunity. We've decided that a vaccine gives immunity. What is the definition of immunity? The ability of an organism to resist a particular infection or toxin by the action of specific antibodies. That is the definition, and that's exactly what this thing is, Dan.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Sure
it's
does.
The spike
to resist,
in
to
RNA
resist.
Protein in your cells. It's a cell therapy.
Oh, whatever.
The polio vaccine, they injected a carrier with the polio virus in me. That is a true vaccine, like smallpox was a true vaccine. This is not, and Jimmy called you out on it.
Okay, listen, Dave, we got to move along. Thank you so much for your call. We've been asking Tony of Lewisburg to hang on for quite a while now. Tony, you're on the mark.
Hey, how you doing, Steve? Hey, Jimmy called you out, and he told you the truth, and you just got rude with him.
No.
You know, so that shows what you are, Steve. You're nothing but a loudmouth. But hey, that's beside the point.
Well, I
want to make here.
I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. You know, so in this program a few weeks ago, a guy called me garbage, and I don't hold with name calling. I don't call you names. We don't call each other names. We're here for opinions and discussion. So I'm going to let you go again, Tony, but I don't want to hear the word loudmouth, liar, this or that or the other thing. Let's just discuss the issue. If that's okay, then I'm fine with that. Okay, go ahead, sir.
I guess you people here in Central Pennsylvania are a little touchy anyway. Hey, when you talk about immunity, hey, when you're immune from prosecution and the law, that means they can't take you to court no more over it, right? So
yep.
You're immune from it. If
True.
You're immune from getting COVID, that means you don't get it no more, huh?
No.
So, hey, so what you're saying is a lie there.
No.
Well, I think...
You're lying. You're lying. This vaccine doesn't give you immunity. You can still get it.
Well...
You see what I'm saying, Steve?
They call them.
Because like Jimmy called you that word, you know.
You know, Mr. McGranahan read you the definition. Are we going to start with the laughing? Oh, there we go. We're going to start with the laughing.
Oh, then we're going to start with your condescending attitude, Steve.
No, how about we start with you being quiet and letting the definition
of a word, Steve.
There we go.
Steve, if you're immune from prosecution, what's that mean?
Hey, I'm so glad you called because I'm done talking to you.
Yeah, because you don't have nothing to say now because you're in a corner. You can't fight your way out.
Okay, we'll give you the last word, Tony.
That's it. Immune. Okay. If I'm immune from something, I don't get it. I'm immune from smallpox. I'm immune from polio. I'm never going to get it, ever, because of a vaccine, because it's a real vaccine. Is here COVID vaccine and a vaccine. People are getting the COVID.
Fair enough.
Wake up. I don't understand it. Get vaccinated. Well, you can keep repeating it till the cows come home, friend, but it ain't ever going to change things.
Okay.
COVID ain't going away. It's about control.
Well, I don't know that I buy that, but I understand why people are hesitant to take it. I don't believe anybody should be forced to take it, but I happen to think it gives me a better chance of avoiding it than I would have if I didn't have it.
Good for you, then. Good for you.
Right.
And Steve, now that you can't argue the point, you know.
Okay, Tony. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. Our last break of the day, and then we've got two other callers, but you're welcome to join in, chime in, give us a call. 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Okay, Jimmy from New Columbia, you want one more minute? You're going to get it, but no name calling. Go.
I'd like to hire Steve, but I'd like to require that we cut his mouth off or sew it shut. Okay.
Well, that's and certainly not a.
That'll keep it.
Fair enough. Okay.
Because that's my mandate. You draw a line in the sand. Be prepared to defend your position, because some of us are free Americans. And we'd rather die on our feet than live on our knees. So get the shot if you want, but I'm not.
Fair enough. Okay, Jimmy, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. All right, Joseph from Milton, you're on the mark.
Oh, boy, very heated exchange today, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
I don't like to call people names, and I'm not going to do that.
Good.
But I know that this virus is a plague. It's a pestilence, and it affects the whole world. Am I correct?
So far.
I don't know of any place that doesn't have it, so yeah.
Right, exactly. And I thought Dan, the remark that he made was quite humorous, and maybe to the point about the high priest being Fauci. Now, Fauci says, you know, a mask, and then he says, no mask, get the vaccine. And then there's those that say they have natural immunity and so forth. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. I have an answer, and it's come from the highest source, and you know where I'm going.
Yep.
You can cut me off if you want, and you usually do, but it's my high priest. He sits in the heavens, and he told me that if I trust in him, no pestilence would come near me, and it would not bother me, but I have to put my trust solely in him. And you can read that in your own book. It's called the Bible, not Psalms 91. And so I got good news for everybody. If they do the requirements that he requires to live under the shadow of the Almighty, to trust in him and put your confidence in him, that no plague will come nigh thee. It will not come near you. And so I have, that's the good news that I have. Now, just read that psalm, everybody, and put your trust in him.
So all these people, none of them are any have any religion who have gotten the vaccine because if they had...
No. I'm suggesting to the people, everybody that hears this, trust in him. Put your confidence in him. He promised that. Okay. And he's not a man that he should lie. He never made a promise that he did not keep. Never, ever, ever. We trust in him for salvation. If you call upon his name, you will be saved.
Okay.
Well, can't you trust him for this virus? Is that harder to keep you from? Is it easier to say that, man, rise up and walk, or your sins are forgiven you? But okay. Because I say your sins are forgiven you, he said, your eyebrows went up. So he said, get up and walk, man. And the guy got up and walked. It's no easier. Okay. I mean, it's no harder. If he promised you salvation, we trust in him for that. We can trust him to heal us.
Okay. I'm sorry, Joseph. We got two calls and we got emails we've got to go on, and you know, you've made that point before. EB says, why do you let people call into your show and endlessly spout false information about COVID and the vaccines? I know it's an opinion program, but these aren't opinions. They're factually incorrect statements. Vaccines work. They aren't experimental. We know that's we know what's in them. These are basic truths, whether some folks like them or not. As a news organization, don't you have a responsibility to present facts and truth about this public health crisis? Allowing these callers to ramble on with their fake news and misinformation undermines what people need to know if we want to defeat this virus. Please do better. This is an opinion show, EB, not a news program, and it is here to debate, as the introduction says, things that affect life in the central Susquehanna Valley. Not very many things affect life in the central Susquehanna Valley more than the COVID outbreak has. You know, we've endured a lot in the past 2 years, and we probably will endure even more. But this is a forum for people to express their opinions, to debate, to argue, if you will, even to be heated, if you feel that strongly about it, about this issue. And we're not going to change that, and we're not going to tell people that because we disagree with them, they can't say what they want to say. We're not in the censorship business here. We're in the opinion business. And let's see here. Joe, here's a fact for you. You're never going to be able to prove whether it was the vaccine or your own immunity that helped you with COVID, and that's a fact. I'm not going to debate that. I've said all along, I believe that it gave me a better chance. I've listened to the news reports. I heard what they had to say. President Trump developed it. I trusted President Trump that what he was doing was the right thing on this. I trust President Biden. I don't think anybody in our government wants to kill us. I think some people are being overzealous in their attempts to protect us from ourselves, but I'm not going to say that they're wrong or, you know, have some nefarious purpose. I don't believe there was a magnetic chip in the vaccine that's going to allow the government to control my thoughts. I just think it was a medical thing, and I'll admit I lined up back in the 70s to take the swine flu vaccine, too. And, you know, I don't particularly want to get sick. That's my personal feeling. Al, you're going to wrap her up today. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what started all this ruckus? Joe, you answered your question. You answered the question, but Steve didn't answer the question yet.
What's the question?
What's the question? Yeah.
What is the result for the people that never want to get the vaccination?
Oh, what should the penalty be? The only thing that I said was, if you own a company or a hospital or an organization and you feel that you cannot have people in there that don't have some level of protection.
All right.
Oh, I couldn't finish.
Al, your phone is breaking up and we're out of time. Sorry about that. Call tomorrow. We'll probably be back on this topic again. I apologize. We have a lot of emails we didn't get to. We'll try to get to them first thing tomorrow. Thank you so much for your participation on the mark. Steve, thanks for coming in. You are a good sport.
Thanks.
Some days. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening.